were at Liberty Tax, and you are...
Carolyn Wilson.
And you own...
Yes.
Well, you do income taxes. Is that all you do, or do you something else?
We do payroll services as well as bookkeeping for small businesses and corporate tax returns.
Are you from Salmon Arm?
Not originally, but yes, I've been here for a while now, since 2007.
What brought you here?
Oh, I grew up in Lumbee. Moved to Ontario for 4 years and then came back. I'm not from the shoe shop, but I love it. I'm happy to be here.
What got you into taxes?
Being poor. No, I was a professional painter, and this time of the year is dead for painters. So I had a friend that suggested I do taxes during my slow time. So I started off working for Liberty. I did 3 years working for them, and then I bought the franchise when it came available. Now I'm stuck here.
How long have you been operating in Salmon Arm?
I believe it's 8 years now. Mm-hmm. The Liberty has been here longer, but I've only owned it for the last 6 to 8 years, something like that. I can't even remember.
Mm-hmm. You're on the corner of Shuswap and
Lakeshore.
Lakeshore.
Used to be just on Shuswap, a few doors up from where we are now. But we found that a lot of our seniors couldn't do the stairs. So when this space opened up, we moved to one where we can open double doors for people in the little carts, no stairs.
I guess your clients were mentioning that they're having difficulty with stairs. And have you heard that sort of as a general issue at all? Or?
Not as a general issue, just we have a lot of clients that are seniors. Instead of going outside to their vehicle, which we do, we have gone to people's homes as well, if they're stuck at home and can't leave, to go pick up paperwork or whatever. But there's just so many that have walkers. There was only like 3 stairs, but it's enough to cause a problem. And there's other people with, you know, disabilities, that Parkinson's and stuff like that, that would have trouble going up and down stairs, and we have some clients with that. And when this space opened up, I thought, it's bigger space and it solves some other problems. So.
I think that's really great that you took that into consideration.
Well, we lucked out with having the double doors, because we've had to open up that secondary door a few times. When people have motorized carts, you know, and then we can bring them in. It's not an issue anymore.
What's it been like, you know, moving here, having a business here instead of up there?
I like having the corner because it's easy to give directions to people. It's right on the corner. There's really no other buildings on this corner. Mm-hmm. There's parking lots and parking lots. I mostly just like the layout better, whereas our last one was just a long hall. Felt like a long hallway. And, of course, the stairs were an issue. I'm happy to stay in this location. And
did business improve at all?
Honestly, we go up about probably 10% every year since we've been here. I think last year we went up 25%, but only because the senior center didn't do tax returns last year. They didn't get their funding. You know, we gave a little bit of break when we could. We were up a bit more, but hopefully the senior center gets their funding this year to help them out.
When does the crush start?
Okay, so e-file opens up on February 19th this year. So we can do tax returns, but we can't e-file them until February 19th. That, of course, lands on BC holiday. And because it's a BC holiday, we are not open. So we will be open on the Tuesday, the 20th, to start filing tax returns.
What's the difference between Liberty Tax and, say, H&R Block?
We do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, H&R is probably number one tax preparer in Canada. Liberty's number two. We have franchises all over Canada and the U.S. It's up and coming. We have different, you know, maybe guarantees than they do. I'm not sure. I've never actually been to an H&R Block, so I've always just done my taxes at Liberty. But, we have a really nice, loyal client base that we see every year. I try and remember everyone's name. I'm actually not too bad at it. I don't remember what I ate yesterday, but...
Priorities.
Yeah, for sure. But no, the downtown area, especially when they do the tree trail and stuff down here, it's nice to be able to be involved with that if we want to. The parade comes along here. It's just a really nice location to be right on the lakeshore.
Did business change when the pandemic hit at all?
Because CRA moved the deadline... So March was very, very quiet. Mm-hmm. April was March, and May was April. All my numbers were skewed, like comparative numbers from previous years, because of the way it kind of changed that way. I think we're about the same as the prior year, because I think a lot of people were home and thought, hey, I'll try and file myself. We did get a few phone calls and walk people through what they were doing. But, yeah, we try and help out when we can. It's brave when people try, you know, to do their taxes. Basic taxes, yeah, that's great. Complicated, you know, you got to be careful, you know, that, you know, all the rules that you're supposed to click, boxes. And but, no, so the pandemic didn't have too much of an effect because it's a necessary business.
That's
you
true.
Have to still file taxes even when you can't leave your house.
Yeah, and you probably don't get a lot of walk-in traffic in that respect.
Well, that's when we started the drop-off. Clients that have been with us before know the routine. They come in, they drop off their taxes, they stick their stuff in an envelope, so we keep them separated, nothing's labeled, and then they walk out. So they're like, hey, I'm dropping off, drop off, leave, and then Laura Lee will take it and input their information. If we have questions, we phone them. As long as their phone number and address haven't changed, we usually ask that when they're dropping off. Any changes, and then put that down. And yeah, most clients, it's in, drop, leave. We try and avoid doing the whole half an hour sit down, only because it takes away from working on other people's taxes. But some people want to stay. Like sometimes a senior might only get out once a month or has trouble leaving their house, so yeah, we'll sit them down and we'll do their taxes right away. And normally it's drop off, first come, first serve kind of thing. But we're usually only 3-day wait at max. It's usually not much longer than that, unless it's a complicated return. We have a pretty decent turnaround. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking bad about H&R, but some clients have come here because there's a 5-day wait there. But I know that they do have more business than we do. It just adds up.
It's understandable.
You can have only so many preparers, right? So, and I have 2 part-time preparers. They each work 3 days a week. And they're from 3 years now, going on 3 years that I've had them. And then Laura Lee was here last year, so she's back this year. So it's kind of nice to have the same staff and not too many changes, especially when it's a seasonal business.
So you have that rise of the business and then the fall.
Yeah, so tax season ends April 30th. Mm-hmm. But people that are self-employed have till June 15th to file their taxes. So after beginning of May, we move into people that are late filing or self-employed people. All throughout this time, we have corporations that come in because corporations can have any year-end date. We also do some trust returns, not the really complicated ones, but the more simple one. And then come after kind of like the middle of June when things calm down a bit, then we're only open like 3 days a week, but we are still here year-round to help people with their notice of assessments, if they're getting a bank loan, printing off documents for them, and helping them figure different things out or how much money they can put in their RSPs. And yeah, we're here for our clients year round. And if they file their taxes, there's no charge for following up with any printing documents or anything like that or helping them out. We have a really good computer program here. It's TaxCycle, and we hardly ever have any glitches with it, which makes it nice so that there's no mistakes, because there is human error, but it's not very common. Yeah, so the client comes in. If they're new to us, we have them fill out the form, the one there that's in front of you, with just basic information, so that we can get them set up. If we need to follow up, as long as we have a phone number and an email address, we can reach out to them for any, because sometimes looking at people's slips, and we can see where other questions might arise. So then we'll know to contact them. Like if they've been, you know, switched jobs, like did you move? Or anything like that. So then we can call up, follow up with them. And once they're in the system, then everyone gets e-filed. And it's usually a 7 to 10 business day turnaround for refunds. So as long as they have direct deposit. Sorry, taxes aren't that exciting.
Depends how you look at it. Yeah.
But I love it because every year things change. And so I get to learn new things and taking on bigger projects, and my brain needs to keep busy. Oh, I'm also going back to college, to Okanagan College, too, to get my CPA degree. So I'm in halfway through my second year of four and doing that. So that's been, it's been hard to do, you know, three or four classes all year long. And then I'm doing three during the tax season. But yeah, it should be good because then I can start taking on more complicated things and helping people out more. Because we do offer advice. If people have questions, we don't charge for answering questions.
This is almost like a helping profession.
Yeah, like there's so many people that get confused. RSPs, RIFs, what they do, what is a TFSA, what's the new home savings plan. People can just step in and say, hey, can I ask some questions? And, you know, we can tell them what it is. We don't tell them what to do.
Yeah.
We can tell them about tax implications, but we never tell someone to do something or something else. That's their personal decision. But we find out a lot about people when they come in. So confidentiality is huge, too. You know, when people come in, it's not like we're going to tell all their friends that they came, what their income was or anything like that, because that would be so wrong. But yeah, we pride ourselves on our confidentiality here, just because Salmon Arm is a small community and a lot of people know different people. The team here is just really, we're really laid back. Jeans is every day. If you're wearing uncomfortable clothes, you can't focus on the work. We dress comfortably so that we can focus on the things that will help our clients without the distractions. I've always been overly relaxed that way. Of course, no pajamas. But yeah. No, like, well, Laura Lee's sitting here with a blanket. But it is cold out. But yeah, but yeah,
we're really... The door likes to open on its own when the wind comes. It's
yeah.
Like,
yeah. We like clients to be themselves too, because we do have to ask a lot of personal information. That's why we have also separate offices. Mm-hmm. If someone's really sensitive about what they have to talk about, then, you know, we can go to a quieter spot and talk to them and help them answer their questions, because it's amazing how much things on their taxes affect everyday life. So with their job, with their savings, with, you know, investment for the future, just different things can all have tax implications. If they have a child, if they lost a family member.
Do you find people come in quite anxious and full of anxiety and you have to calm their...
Yes, but when they do, yeah, we just talk to them. We try and answer their questions. And usually they're like, when they leave, they say, thank you, I feel so much better. I've heard that a lot. I've gotten a lot of hugs. I've had a lot of people cry in my office. When they're dealing with their finance, especially when it's the government involved, it's stressful. And so we try to not build on that stress. We don't lie. We don't kind of like skirt that they're going to owe money. You know, we tell them as it is, but we tell them options too. Yeah, if you owe money, there's options. The government does allow payment plans, you know, as long as you don't ignore them. Like, that's when they get mad. And there's a lot of scams going around. We get a lot of phone calls on, they called, they said this, and then we usually let them know whether or not that would probably a serious call. Yeah, you probably owe GST, or no, they, you don't give them $900. Like, it's, yeah, so we like to ease people's minds. You know, if they want to call and ask a question like that, there's no stupid questions. You know, everybody's on a different level of learning and understanding, and we just kind of take it person by person. I never thought I would be doing this because I hated math in school, but it seems to be good for me.
Funny how things turn out.
It is the fact that I like being, you know, a tax person. It's just weird.
How was it for Liberty Tax or yourself during the fire season?
So we were on evacuation notice where I live, but we were quite a ways away from the fire, so I didn't think, but because I'm on a dead end road, it had to be put on notice. But some close friends, the fire went through their property, but they had cut the trees down around their house, so it didn't burn. But they lost all their forest behind their house, so it's definitely different. But for us here at the office, it didn't really change much. The smoke was so bad, though. And it was really sad because a lot of people were struggling, and some needed different documentations too for insurance and stuff like that. So or helping some people out that way. But a friend of mine that's also down the road here was doing, you know, donation collections too for them. So thankfully, it didn't totally affect my life that bad. But for some, it was devastating. Yeah. Like the fire was ways away from where we were, but we're still on notice because it's a one-way road.
Yeah. And so it doesn't take long.
No, no.
For some time now, I've seen one of your windows is boarded up, and I've been wondering about that. Was that vandalism?
Yes. Someone had taken kind of like a wrench of some kind for bikes and threw it through one of our windows. I had the police come by, and they said it's not very common for Salmon Arm, but we were 3 months without a window. But now we're getting used to the light again. But yeah, it was quite a surprise because they weren't even doing it to break in. It was maybe a foot wide up high. So it's not like they could even reach a lock or get in or do anything, which is nice because the type of windows that they put in aren't ones that will shatter. Yeah, if someone throws something through, they're going to have to throw a few things to actually break the window.
Is that a video camera?
Yes, I have now put up a camera because so people do stuff like that again. At least I have it on camera and I have something to bring to the police.
Do you have much interaction with other businesses downtown?
Not a lot. I know down this way, Gallery Estima, it's a fitness and yoga place. She came in looking for bookkeeping and I ended up doing yoga. So, you know, you can't complain. But I don't have much of a life, so I don't get out and talk to people very often. I like to hide in my office and just work. But I think other than that, not a lot. Back in the day when we were up the side, Wizard Inc., we got really close with them where we'd stop over there a lot and they'd come over and visit and stuff like that. But he retired. And I also talked a lot to the upholstery guy when he was here. And he was a nice fellow. And yeah, but not anyone recently. Yeah, the ones above us, we didn't really get to meet, but some of my employees knew the Gypsy Moon Collective. They used to be upstairs from us, but they've moved. There's been a lot of movement. Next door just moved down near New Floors, I believe. Their kitchen place. They recently moved, so
that's right.
A new Pins Tattoos going in there. Yeah, so that's going to be fun.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Keep an eye out for Leafy. Leafy is part of the Shuswap Association for Community Living. She's been our Leafy since I've been with Liberty, so for years. A lot of people know her. Her name's Ellen. She was famous for a while there, which every day she came in and told us about it. She found some money on the street and returned it to a bank. It was like $4,000.
I saw that.
And then they raised $4,000 at a charity to give to her because, you know, she struggles. And she was nice enough to do that. Instead of taking the cash, she returned it to the bank that was closest to it. So she comes in yearly to check in on us. But yeah, she is our Leafy. She will be waving at you. And she loves it when people honk and wave back. She becomes a different persona when she's Leafy. But he's our little mascot that's out and about different areas. She drives out to different places to walk around and say hi to people. And yeah, very friendly. You know, she's a wonderful person, like just the kindest, gentlest little person. But when she becomes Leafy, she is now Leafy. I'm very flexible. And so it's like, whenever she's available and she wants to, she comes in. She likes it because it gives her exercise and she gets to walk around for a couple hours at a time. But it's however it wants to fit into her time slots. I'm not like, you have to be here from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday. You know, like she has other jobs she does, like street sweeping is one of the things she does too. Whenever she's available, she always likes to do it, and except for on rainy days, but because then Leafy gets wet and it's not good. Or if it's too windy.
Oh, yeah, I can see that, yeah.
But I think other than that, we're a friendly group. We're really laid back. We joke around a lot because taxes are hard. And our brains can do it, but sometimes we just need to, you know, laugh a little, you know. And got a great staff. Everyone's personality is wonderful. And, yeah, and a great client base. We look forward to seeing them again this year.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.